Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle and drum and bass DJ intro in Ableton Live 12, but not just any intro. We're making something that actually works in a mix, something a DJ can blend, something an MC can ride over, and something that still feels heavy enough to set up the drop properly. The big idea here is bassline theory in practice. We're going to stretch bass material, arrange it with intention, and shape the energy so the intro feels like it's moving somewhere. Not a loop, not a random stack of effects. A real opening section with tension, space, and a clear path into the drop. So first, think like a DJ, not like someone making a finished hook. The intro's job is to negotiate with the mix. It needs to give enough information to establish the vibe, but not reveal the full personality too early. That's especially important in jungle and DNB, where the intro often has to do a lot of functional work before the main bassline fully arrives. Set your project around 170 or 174 BPM, make sure you're in 4/4, and get some kind of drum context playing. Even if it's just a simple loop or a basic kick and snare pattern, keep the full arrangement in mind. A bass sound that feels huge and solo can be way too much if it shows up too early in the intro. Now choose your bass source. You've got two main directions. You can work with audio, like a bass stab, res-hit, sub-hit, or a resampled phrase from earlier in the track. Or you can build the sound with MIDI using something like Wavitable, Operator, Analog, or Meld. For this kind of intro, a combination usually works best. A clean sub-layer, a mid-range bass layer with character, and maybe an atmospheric or noise-based texture on top. If you're using audio, the first thing to do is warp it properly. Open the clip, turn warp on, and choose the right mode for the source. Complex Pro is great for tonal phrases and fuller bass material. Beats works better for chopped rhythmic hits. Tones can be useful for monophonic bass notes. Get the first clear transient lined up with the grid, then check the phrase length so it sits musically in the bar. Be careful here. Bass is sensitive. If you stretch it too far, the low end can smear and the attack can disappear. That's why it's usually better to make short, intentional stretches than to force one bass note to last forever. If the sample starts falling apart, shorten the clip, slice it, or resample it first. In DNB, commitment is your friend. Sometimes the better move is to print the sound and edit the audio like a performance recording. If the bass phrase has rhythm in it, slice it. Right-click the audio clip and slice it to a new MIDI track. You can slice by transients if it's a more organic rhythmic source, or by grid values like 1/8 or 1/16 if it's more structured. That gives you a playable instrument you can trigger like percussion. And that's a big jungle move right there, because in this style, bass often behaves like part of the drum arrangement, not just the harmony. Now let's shape the intro in stages. The most reliable way to build a DJ-friendly DNB intro is in four blocks. Bars 1 to 4 should be atmospheric and restrained. Bars 5 to 8 introduce the first bass statements. Bars 9 to 12 bring in more rhythm and movement. Bars 13 to 16 deliver the pre-drop tension and handoff. In the first four bars, keep it sparse. Maybe a filtered bass tail, maybe a low rumble, maybe a hint of texture. The point is to set the mood and establish the key without showing the whole hand. Keep the top end open enough for the mix to breathe, but don't flood the low end yet. This is where the DJ gets their footing. Then in bars 5 to 8, bring in the first actual bass phrases. Short stabs work really well here. Let a note stretch a little at the end, so it feels like it's pulling into the next bar. This creates that winding up feeling. It's not aggressive yet, but it's clearly moving in the right direction. Bars 9 to 12 are where the intro starts to wake up. Bring in chopped bass fragments or more rhythmic responses. Open the filter a bit more. Add some subtle movement in the mid-range, but keep the sub stable and centered. This is the moment where the track starts telling the listener, okay, the drop is coming, and it's coming with intent. Then in bars 13 to 16, you want the strongest pre-drop energy. Bring in the most present version of the bass, and then give the arrangement a clean moment of tension before the drop lands. That might be a snare roll, a reverse hit, a bass cutoff, or even a beat of silence. Don't underestimate silence. In dark jungle, space can hit harder than another effect. For the processing chain, start simple and practical. On an audio bass track, use EQ 8 first. High pass below the useless rumble, usually somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. Clean out mud in the low mids if it's building up around 200 to 400 Hz. If the sound is pokey or harsh, tame a little around 2 to 5 kHz. Then add auto filter and automate the cutoff through the intro. Keep it closed at first, and let it open gradually as the section develops. After that, saturator is your friend. A little drive can make the bass feel more urgent and expensive, especially once it's filtered. Soft clip can help keep the energy controlled. If the bass needs more muscle, drum bus can add a bit of attitude, but go easy. You want pressure, not mush. Use utility to keep the low end honest. Anything below about 120 Hz should stay centered. Wide sub is usually trouble, especially in a DJ intro where the mix needs to be stable. If you want some stereo movement, put it in the mids or highs, not the sub. A short reverb or delay can work too, but keep it disciplined. High pass the reverb return if needed, and don't wash out the bass. You're creating atmosphere, not clouding the groove. If you're building the bass from MIDI, the same ideas apply. Start with a darker, controlled patch. Use auto filter to open the sound over time. Add saturation for density, then EQ and utility to keep the sound mixable. If you're using a synth like Wavetable or Operator, a restyle tone with a clean sub underneath is a strong choice. Keep the sub layer separate if possible. That gives you much more control when you stretch and arrange the mid-range. This is where automation really makes the intro come alive. Automate the filter cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, reverb amount, delay feedback, and even utility gain if you want a more dramatic lift. Start narrow and filtered, then slowly increase energy over 8 bars. Add a little resonance peak before the transition. Maybe push the drive slightly in the final 2 bars. And if you want impact, cut the bass sharply right before the drop hits. That kind of controlled contrast is what makes the release feel huge. Another really useful approach is resampling. Record your automation, filter sweeps, delay throws, and pitch bends to audio. Then chop that audio into usable parts. This gives you a more performed, more alive feel. It also means you can arrange the movement like samples instead of constantly trying to build everything in real time. For jungle intros, resampling is often the secret weapon. Keep checking the mix as you go. The intro needs to be DJ-friendly, which means it needs to leave room. Don't open the low end too early. Don't overload the first 4 bars with too much information. And always remember that the intro is part of a larger arrangement. It's not there to show off every bass idea at once. It's there to prepare the floor. A really useful structure is 4 bars sparse, 4 bars developing, 4 bars rising, 4 bars pre-drop tension. That's easy to mix, easy to understand, and still gives you room to create drama. If you want to make the intro more advanced, try micro edits too. Tiny timing nudges, note length changes, and one beat dropouts can create more tension than a bunch of flashy effects. Small details often do more work than giant gestures. You can also experiment with advanced variations. For example, you can create a half-time illusion inside the fast 170 BPM grid by placing bass hits every 2 bars and letting the tails stretch longer. That can make the intro feel much heavier without adding clutter. Or you can try polyrhythmic gating, where the bass modulation doesn't line up perfectly with the drum loop. That works especially well for nervous, modern jungle tension. Another good move is call and answer between bass octaves. Instead of changing the bass line itself, let the low octave answer the mid octave, or let a filter duplicate respond to bar later. That keeps the motif unified, while making the intro feel wider and more deliberate. And if you want the intro to feel like it's assembling itself, you can do a breakdown to intro hybrid where fragments appear first, then gradually become the full phrase by the time you hit the transition. For the mix, remember the basics. Mono sub, controlled low mids, no unnecessary reverb on the low end. Use EQ8 to clean out rumble from effects, and use utility to keep the bass centered. If there's no kick in the intro, you can sidechain lightly to a ghost pulse or a muted percussion track to keep the section breathing. That helps the bass feel alive without turning the intro into a full-on groove too soon. And if you're making this for actual DJ use, make the phrasing readable. DJs love sections they can count on. 8-bar and 16-bar phrases matter. Give them a clean start. Give them a stable stretch to mix over. Then give them a clear coup before the drop. A lot of the time, predictable phrasing is what makes an intro feel professional. Here's a good practice exercise. Take one bass stab or short reese phrase and build an 8-bar intro from it. Keep bars 1 and 2 filtered, with mostly tail. In bars 3 and 4, introduce a short hit every 2 beats. In bars 5 and 6, add a second chopped variation. Then in bars 7 and 8, open the filter and add one final tension hit. Process it with a little saturation. Clean the mud with EQ, and then bounce the intro to audio. Listen to it at low volume too. If it still reads clearly when quiet, that's a really good sign. So the big takeaway is this: A great DNB intro is not just the beginning of a track. It's a functional mix tool. It gives the DJ room, it builds tension with restraint, and it makes the drop feel inevitable. Stretch the bass carefully. Arrange it in phrases. Automate with purpose. Keep the low end honest. And always think about how the intro feels in the room, not just how it sounds in solo. That's the move. Build with control. Let the bass breathe and make every bar count.